Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Crews continue to battle flare-ups in the wildfires that have devastated the Hawaiian island of Maui and so far killed at least 93 people, with hundreds still missing. KCAL-TV's Jeff Nguyen is on the island.
As the death toll rises, authorities in Maui say the effort to find and identify the dead is still in the early stages. Cadaver dogs are sifting through the rubble of thousands of buildings burnt to the ground, mostly homes.
We're bringing in more. We're bringing in more teams and more dogs so we can speed up that process as much as we can.
This man says he's searching for missing family members.
We've been to a lot of hotels inside Lahaina, but none of them are there. Mm-hmm. So we've been to police station, we called Red Cross, anywhere that we can find them, but nothing.
Oprah's in Hawaii trying to lend a helping hand. She's a part-time resident of Hawaii. The former TV host and businesswoman owns about 1,000 acres of land on Maui and has been there for days handing out supplies at shelters.
They're still just grateful to have each other. So it's really, you know, the aloha spirit is about community and about family. And we've seen this here in ways that, you know, most people never get to imagine what that really looks like.
Another military service commander is leaving without a replacement because of a hold on military promotions by Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says it threatens national security.
It's extremely dangerous that we're going to have the five uniformed people responsible for the national security of the United States. Their positions will be vacant, filled by someone in an acting capacity that can only make short-term decisions.
Tuberville's protesting the Pentagon's policy to cover travel expenses for service members who receive abortion care. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie T. Willis could bring a fourth indictment against former President Trump this week. CBS's Nicole Killian in Georgia says prosecutors have been investigating alleged election interference.
At the center of Willis's 2.5-year investigation, this phone call by then-President Donald Trump to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
And the days before January 6th, seeking to potentially overturn the 2020 election.
Check that cookie dough in the fridge. Nestle is announcing a voluntary recall of some of its Toll House chocolate chip cookie dough bars due to the potential presence of a different kind of chip. It says wood chips may be in the dough. They were made April 24th and 25th. No illnesses have been reported. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
DQ presents...
Mmm.
That's the sound of someone seeing the DQ $7 meal deal.
Mmm.
And that's the sound of someone deciding if they want the original cheeseburger or three-piece chicken strips with their $7 meal deal.
Mmm.
And that's the sound of someone digging into their choice of original cheeseburger or three-piece chicken strips, plus regular fries, a drink, and a sundae. Sounds pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grab the full-size $7 meal deal only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 58, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, highs around 62, cloudy skies expected. Mainly clear skies, tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 48. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Sorry, I'm really riled up this morning. Why is that a thing? How can that be a thing?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing.
Just what a... I want to swear. I want to swear so badly.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin. 844-967-2789. If you've been following along with the months-long saga now of how are we going to pay for renovations for American Family Field to keep the Brewers past 2030, there was a bit of an update this morning. Molly Beck wrote an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That started like this. The Milwaukee Brewers could start looking for a new home this fall if state and local officials fail to reach agreements by then on a taxpayer-funded package to fund improvements to American Family Field required in the team's lease with the state. So it's a process that could lead them to boom towns of Charlotte, North Carolina, or Nashville, Tennessee. And the article goes on to talk about the deal that Evers had proposed in his budget proposal back in February. Talks about how Republicans in the legislature rejected that deal and have yet to introduce their own. They said at one point, Robin Voss said at one point that he was going to had a self-imposed deadline of July 4th. That is obviously gone. But they still have not, I have not read any proposals besides the fact that they want local governments to be involved in paying for it. So potentially bringing back the stadium sales tax. And local officials, not very interested in that. So where does the buck stop? Who is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? I would love to hear from you on this. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. And we have a special guest. No, it is not Wednesday. It is indeed Friday. But I know someone very near and dear to this show who feels passionately about this. And so, Greg Bach.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you have feelings?
Lots. So many feelings about this.
Who do you think is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin?
The people who own the company.
The owners?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that the state and the city and, you know, I think that we do get money. You know, there are economic advantages to having a baseball team. But I think it's the team that should be coming to us with a deal that says, this is what we're going to do. A split of, you know, 60, 40, 70, 30, however the split is, if you want to get super technical. But we will provide this much. You will provide this much because you get this much economic advantage from it. We will pay because this is our team and this is, you know, but that's not it. It is local governments, it is the governor, it is politicians running around scrambling, saying, how do we do this? While the Brewers are sitting there with their pockets out going, we don't know what to do. Can you help us? Signed, billionaires. I think that the team is responsible for, if not the total upkeep, a portion of it.
But they don't own the building.
They don't own the building, but they reap the benefits of the building. So they do have a stake in this. It's not like they're like, well, we just show up. I mean the uniforms are washed when we get here. I mean, we don't know anybody. I don't even know the guy who mows the lawn. No, there is an economic impact and people benefit from it, but it shouldn't just be the taxpayers who pay for it all. We did that last time. Mm-hmm. We do it every time. Mm-hmm. I just saw a VR 3D rendering of the $2.1 billion Tennessee Titans stadium that's going to be built. Do you think the owners are going to pay a dime for that? No. It's going to come through tax money, through the state, through local government. And guess what? Not everyone likes football. Not everyone likes baseball. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Jane before the show started, when I wasn't a baseball fan a couple years ago, I didn't care anything about this. People were like, the stadium tax. I'm like, it's a penny. Who cares? Now that I am a baseball fan, I hate this so much because I feel like it's a slap in the face that they're just like, well, you got to fix it. You got to help us. It's not up to you guys to do it. So we'll just, and if you don't do it, but by the way, guess what? If you don't do it, we're going to go to Charlotte.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, do they have the leverage and the power that they don't have to? Because yes, there are other places that they could go. I mean, because in the veiled threat or in the very real scenario that the A's are leaving Oakland and they're going to Vegas.
The case in point, the best point is right here in our backyard, the Bucks. The Bucks were like, if you don't give us money for the Burrito Pfizer Forum, it looks like a burrito to me, the Burrito Pfizer Forum, we're going to take our ball, literally, and go home. And we're going to go somewhere else. Said by a man whose son ran for office, and between the two are worth a lot of money. So to me, this
even more now, because he sold his stake.
To me, this whole thing of is crying wine, we need your help. And if you don't help us, we're not going to do anything. We're going to leave. I'm tired of it.
No, I know. But I'm saying, because in the alternative, though, if they have the upper hand, they being the owners,
yeah,
that they're like, if you don't fund this, we will leave.
Yeah.
Is it worth calling their bluff and have potentially having the team leave?
I don't think so, honestly, because I think they don't care at the end of the day.
Who is it responsible for staying here?
Well, we are by de facto then, but you're asking me the question, who is? I'm going to tell you it's either the team or a mixed of the two.
Okay.
What you're saying is, who needs to save it then? We have to, because we have no choice. If we want to keep it, Tony Evers doesn't want to be the governor who lost the Brewers on his watch. So we have no choice. So we're basically being blackmailed into this.
Yeah, I know.
This is highway robbery. It's extortion. So to me, they don't care about the team. If they're like, oh, I guess we'll just change the colors of the team, change the name, change it to Nashville, I don't know, the Twangers or Guitar Pickers, and welcome baseball to Tennessee. And
Spittoons.
The Spittoons, you know.
Oh, we're talking about who, we're asking the question,
spicy
who
today
is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin. Would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. We got Travis on the phone. Travis, who is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin?
Well, hate to bring up a sports metaphor, but this should be a team effort.
Da-da-da!
In thinking the same way, the Brewers don't own the stadium.
Yep.
They lease that stadium. So when your furnace goes out at your rental home, do you put that new furnace in, or does your landlord put that new furnace in?
The landlord.
So, right. So the city or the stadium district is the landlord of the stadium. So they need to be partially responsible for whatever upgrades that stadium needs. That's my point of view.
Okay. And that's fair. I think.
So then further than that, Travis, because that becomes, how do we fund it? And so then do you have thoughts on what Evers' plan was originally versus a pending Republican plan versus going back to, where are you located out of, Travis?
I live in Greenfield.
Greenfield. So you're Southeast Wisconsin. So would you be okay, like, bringing the stadium tax back?
I didn't notice that it left. So, yes.
There you go.
Right. We don't notice these things when they leave. We have them for a while, and everybody complains about them right up front, and then you forget that it's happening.
So your number one priority is that the Brewers stay, no matter, and you think that the government does play a role because they own the building.
Absolutely. The government plays a huge role. And the amount of money that we lose over the next 20 years, if the Brewers aren't here, is pennies compared to what it's going to take, what it's going to cost to get them to stay.
Good point. Thanks for the call, Travis.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to chime in, either text or phone. Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning. Well, I'm agreeing with the rental situation, but also I don't charge my own, the service guy who's coming to change my furnace for a ticket to get into my apartment either. So I've been charged for a ticket. I've been charged for taxes. I don't even go there, watch for it, and I cannot even tell myself saying, okay, fine, I don't have maybe kids, like some people don't do, but they do pay for schools, for all the municipal use, even though they don't use it because it's a future generation. We need to educate kids. We need to make sure that we have a educated next generation. What good do I get from the Brewers? Nothing. I don't have an interest in this sport, neither in the building, neither in anything like that, but I'm forced to pay for it. Besides the point, only because I live in Milwaukee. The rest of the state, which are receiving the money from it and having a share from it as we know it, and we did talk about it, they do absolutely nothing. And when we need money in Milwaukee, they put more taxes on the people who live in Milwaukee.
So you're saying you don't think it should be paid locally through taxes and it should be a statewide funding, or that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah. So as far as it's a responsibility of the state, not for the region.
Which was mentioned in the article about David Crowley saying this should not come from the county, this should come from the state because it's state funding. But David Crowley also then said, well, we'll revisit it and we might help. Because now people are feeling the pressure.
Well, and also now the city is also getting a sales tax and there's more money to be gained from the city and the county by people going to Brewers games.
Yeah, I mean.
Thanks for the call, Karina.
I don't disagree. Honestly, I don't disagree with either one of them. I do think that there is a joint partnership that needs to happen. But once again, it can't just be the Brewers standing back going, we need your help. What are you willing to put into it with your money as owners, as executive, the whole thing, the organization of the Brewers that makes lots of money off of this? What do they put into it? Like, what is their financial stake?
I mean, I feel like this brings to a bigger conversation of just like the constant welfare we have from billionaires,
yeah,
and corporations.
They need help,
yeah,
and that they because they it's also because they have leverage,
mm-hmm.
And but it's just the money that they are in a position to gain and not spend. That this is just another example of. But ultimately, I don't think no one wants to lose the Brewers. I don't think the Brewers want to leave. The government, obviously, as you said, Governor Evers doesn't want to be the governor who lost the Brewers. A lot of us, even for people who I think aren't necessarily huge, maybe not Karina, sports fans are like, there is a nostalgia there, right?
Yeah.
But like, who's gonna fall on the sword? Where is this going to come from?
We will.
All right. We're going to keep talking about this after the break. Who's responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the green should start.
Now you're getting the idea.
We've got heart. We don't sit around and
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we have a special Greg Bach appearance on this Friday to talk about who's responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? Mm-hmm. And one of the best texts, I think, that actually sums up what I was trying to say in the previous segment better is from Jim from Appleton, saying sports team billionaire owners demanding that people pay for the stadium without cutting entry fees and parking fees is the definition of socialism for the wealthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah!
Well, and that's true, right? It's like everyone is like every year it's more expensive to not only just go to the games, yeah, but to get
food
at the games.
It's weird that like the Brewers, you know, give or take, you know, even almost went to the World Series in 2018, but it's still one of the most affordable baseball games to go to in the country. I mean, you can still go there for a cheap price.
We saw this, and it's one or the other. It's they have, because they USA Today did a survey of all the, or most of the stadiums, and Brewers have either the cheapest hot dogs and the most expensive beer, or the cheapest, I think it's that. I think it's like one of the cheapest hot dogs you can get, but shockingly, even though we're such a like a place that drinking is not very expensive comparatively,
yeah,
it's one of the most expensive beers per ounce.
I mean, I when I started going to baseball back in like 2017, it was like $8.50 for a High Life tall boy. Now it's like $10.50, $11.50. Okay. I still do it. Point is, but the thing is, that's the thing is the cost of business goes up, and I get that. But he's right. If we're gonna, that's the thing is, throw us a package deal where you say like, all right, we the organization will put in so much money, you the state and or municipalities will put in so much money, and we'll go from there. I mean, these whole like, you know, the five county nights sales, I find so insulting, because that's just a way of saying, hey, remember how you paid for many years for the stadium? You want some cheap tickets? We'll go to some cheap tickets.
How much are the tickets those days?
I think they're like, sometimes like 50% off, depending on the seats. But someone who rails against this, and I wish she was on the show right now, not Mama Bach, Mama Becker, my mother-in-law. Anytime you bring up the Brewers, the first thing out of her mouth is, paying for that stadium. And she lives in Racine County, and she is still salty about it. And I'm here for it. And then, and like I said, I didn't care 5-6 years ago. Now I'm like, yeah, I do care. And Travis isn't wrong. It is pennies and you don't notice it. But I think overall it's that feeling of, I give you my love and loyalty. I buy your merchandise. I go to the game. I sweat and I get angry. I get excited over these teams. I want them to win. And then you're like, but if you don't give us what we want, we're going to leave. That's just so insulting now. And that's become the thing. Like, honestly, before the Bucks, I don't remember it. But when the Bucks said, like, if you don't give us our money, we're going to leave. That's just so mean. That's so, because it's the fans who lose the most.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't care about the businesses, because they've said that the business impact is negligible. Like, these restaurants aren't making millions of dollars on people, on the Brewers, but it's the fans bringing your kid to the game, going for a tailgate. There are memories that are built in these things, and just to be and for it to be so much to say, like, yep, we're gonna take off because you wouldn't give us the money. Well, then why do I care so much about you? And when I don't care about the executives. I don't care about anybody who works in the building. I care about the team.
Yeah,
that's what I care about. And Mark Antanasio, start spending more money on players.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text from the 224. When you rent a house, the landlord is usually responsible for major upkeep to maintain a hospitable living space, not the tenant.
That's a fantastic argument, but at the end of the, but that's not, that, I'm sorry, I don't like that analogy. I get what you're saying. I disagree.
Why do you disagree? Why do you think this is different? Why do you think this analogy is different?
Because you're talking about... Because
there's so much money to be made by the tenant?
Because there's so much money... Because at the end of the day, if I'm renting a house or renting an apartment and my heat goes off, yes, I'm going to call my landlord, and that landlord is going to either fix it themselves or call someone to do it. I get that. I'm also not sitting in my house making hundreds of millions of dollars a year. If that were the case, the landlord would be, hey, I know what you do in your house.
That's like having like a really profitable Airbnb where you're making like, yeah, like $10,000 a month and you're only, yeah, paying like $2,000 in rent.
I'm sorry. It's not a good analogy. It's not a good comparison. It doesn't work for me, because at the end of the day, that team, that organization, that business makes money off that place they rent. And I'm saying to you, I do agree that there is some responsibility from the county, from the city, from the state to help out. But it can't be thrown at us, and it can't come with threats.
Yeah, the threats make it really feel, especially like just this article this morning, because it's probably a negotiating tactic.
Yeah.
The fact that sources say to Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and that's one of the top stories in the paper today, which is they may leave. And I'm sure we're not the only show that is going to talk about this today. I'm sure plenty of other shows and across different stations are also going to talk about this because people care.
Yeah. When you texted me this morning, you said, do you have any feelings on the stadium?
I already knew the answer.
It's like, what are you talking about? I feel very strongly about this, and I think there can be a deal made. And I do agree with Robin Voss.
Oh,
did you hear that?
What?
Did you hear
what?
That?
What? Are you okay?
10/27, the 11th of August, 2023, the year of our Lord. I agree with Robin Voss when he said in that article in the quote, they're probably not going to. We're going to reach a deal.
Yeah.
They'll make something work. And also, there is a slight bit of repugnation that I have towards them, because the deal that Tony Evers proposed was a drop in the bucket from the surplus. It was an easy fix. And they're like, no.
I know. That's what gets me upset. Jane, what are you going to say?
I just want to share one more text. Checking in from Stevens Point. If the Brewers leave Milwaukee, we will have thrown away millions to have that stadium built. It was the state who voted to have it built. They are responsible. A state senate or lost a recall election. A state senator lost the recall election because he voted for it. If the team leaves, we will never have Major League Baseball again.
That's probably a good point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, Luke Mathers is going to be here. Greg Bach, do you want to stick around, or do you want to?
Oh, yeah, Luke's
hi?
My buddy.
All right. Crossover Fridays with Civic Media Host is next. We're going to go through some headlines. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the car.
Who minds them pop bottles flying?
The hisses.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 58, winds out of the east 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, highs around 62, cloudy skies expected. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 48. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. Greg Box sticking around for a little bit. And our special guest for Crossover Wisconsin Civic Media Fridays is the one and only wearer of many hats at Civic Media, standing very far from his mic right now. But Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call and executive producer, Greg's boss.
My boss.
Does many things.
Many things.
Can't even plan his own honeymoon because he has so many things to do here.
Luke, you look really handsome and ready to take on the world today. Did I tell you that?
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. No problem.
Well, it's been a while since we've had you on the show. How you doing?
It is. I'm doing well. How are all of you doing?
We're great. Do you have Brewers feelings?
Do I have Brewers feelings? I think that it is absurd for any major league sports franchise team to hold a city hostage for public financing. And that is the stance that I take. Maybe I'd be a little bit more, you know, receptive to something like that if they could win a damn World Series. But, you know, Luke, that's not the case right now. And
Luke, we're about to celebrate. We're coming up on 37 years. 45 years, actually. 45 years of almost winning.
Almost winning
the World Series.
Well, it took the Bucks 50 years, so maybe they'll do a repeat on 50.
The Bucks won one there before that, yeah. So that's the difference there.
They we have one World Series win as a city, not as a team.
Good point. Yes. So we're like the Vikings of MLB.
You shut your mouth.
All right. Well, this is the time of the week where we invite on other hosts from Civic Media to do a little bit of a roundup of the week, since we all do news radio and find different topics that we find interesting and scavenger headlines every day. And so, Luke Mathers, what was the best story this week, in your opinion?
The best story. So I didn't get a chance to do the homework and see if it was like the best as in like my favorite or what I believe was like the best story I read.
It's however you interpret it. This is what's been fun about this segment with other hosts is because it's however you interpret it. Phil Nee, all of his stories were very local. They were very local to Richland Center. They were very quaint and cute and nice.
Yeah.
And then you can imagine Dom's. We're very different.
It's a little different.
Dom's are pretty much about Trump. So it's however you interpret it, Luke Mathers.
Fair enough. Well, one of the best pieces that I saw this week that I appreciated because we got some news last week that there was going to be a vote. As soon as the Wisconsin Supreme Court switched from a conservative to a liberal majority, there was going to be a vote to remove the chief court official. And there was a lot of outrage taken to conservative talk radio and saying, oh, this is equating it to be a coup in the Wisconsin Supreme Court administrative rules. And so there's a lot of coverage about this, whether or not there was laws being broken. But the best piece that I saw on this was a piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner, one of my favorite outlets to cover here in Wisconsin, written up by Ruth Conniff. And the headline, "What a Temper Tantrum by the Wisconsin Supreme Court's Chief Justice Tells Us." And Ruth goes through pretty extensively with some of the reporting that I think should have been covered right away of whether or not this vote of the four liberal-leaning justices would be okay to change the rules, the administrative rules on how the court operates now that they have a majority. Because we've heard a lot since 2016 that elections have consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people accept those consequences, and other times there's people that just don't. And so it seems like the Chief Justice isn't really accepting the consequences because it does just take a four-justice quorum to change administrative rules, and she doesn't like that, it sounds like. And so she took her grievances to talk radio and aired it out there instead of actually, you know, filing a lawsuit if any laws were truly broken.
Well, and it's just they've been entrenched in power for so long. I think it definitely rendered a rip in the fabric of their universe. It's like, what do you mean I'm not all powerful anymore? I have been for all this time and it's been pretty great.
Wait, I'm Chief Justice because we changed the rules of how we become Chief Justice here? They're changing the rules back? Yeah, Jane. It was pretty interesting to see all of the hoopla, for lack of better terms, surrounding it over the last 2 weeks.
Hoopla.
And I think Ruth Conniff does an excellent job outlining what the tantrum really means and what's going on in the administrative rules changes on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Well, and it'd be interesting. I don't know how you measure this, and I doubt Marquette Law School polling would ever have this as a question, but like, how effective is the either very real or fabricated outcry from Wisconsin right now, from the Chief Justice, from Dan O'Donnell, from like the right-wing media and Twitterers that, you know, were so up in arms last week? And
I
to a certain
it's Xers now, though.
I was going to say this.
It's Xers.
I hate it.
I don't know.
I hate it so much. Don't make me do it. But like, because obviously there's a strategy behind it. It's like, if we can get this angry, then the people who follow us on any of these platforms or listen to us or watch us, it's a signal to them that they should be really angry. And then like, how many people is that actually affecting versus how much is this really in the weeds? And like the average person is like, what? What are we talking about? I don't care.
I think it's a little bit of both though as well, because for a really long time, Kristen, those voices that were crying this outrage over the last 2 weeks, when they did feign outrage, it got coverage. And other reporters picked it up and then talked about the story in the light that the way they wanted the story to be told. And I think that's why before any of this came out that the individuals involved aired it out to the conservative-leaning press through Dan O'Donnell's show and other outlets here in Wisconsin. That's where they went first because they wanted to get ahead of the story. They wanted their narrative to get picked up, and that's worked for them for almost as long as the conservative majority was in power at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And so they were doing it because it works. And now I think it's going to be interesting to see. I would love to see some polling from Marquette or any other outlet to see where Wisconsinites are standing on this issue, because they overwhelmingly elected Judge Janet Protasiewicz to be justice in April. And so I believe that there are a lot of Wisconsinites that are involved in this process that are paying attention. They knew what the ramifications of that election was back in April, and they, I believe, want to see some of the results, and I think this is part of it.
Absolutely. All right, well, we are talking to Luke Mathers, who is the co-host of Town Call that you can hear at 12:15 to 1 right after this show, right after the noon newscast. He hosts that with William Walters. I always forget because
William Walter.
So that's the thing with Will's names. So it's William Walter, but he also spells Will with only one L. Mm-hmm. So he's really just his parents just made this hard on him.
I'm gonna just smash it up, make it easy. I'm just gonna call him Wilter.
Just call him W squared.
Good old WW.
And we're doing our crossover Civic Media Fridays. And so what is your worst story of the week, Luke Mathers?
The worst story, and this one I've been covering all summer, and there's been a ton of outlets, but just the ramifications of what we are seeing with the change for our climate here in Wisconsin.
I was hoping you were gonna pick this one.
Yeah, the environment is a big one for me. It's really why I started getting involved in paying attention to what's going on. Connected to everything. I've cared deeply about our natural resources. And for a really long time, Wisconsin was kind of downplayed for the effects of climate change because it was like, oh, we'll be a climate haven. Mm-hmm. People are going to move here. But we're seeing that we are not left out of this as well. So the drought conditions, this piece over at Wisconsin Public Radio, drought conditions drive hundreds more wildfires than normal in Wisconsin this year. So if we thought that we were safe, we thought wrong. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing the amount of Canadian wildfires here in Wisconsin. It's only getting worse because of the extreme weather. And these are going to be something that I have a terrible, terrible feeling. It's not going to be a one-off. This isn't going to be an exceptional year where we see this. This is going to become more of the norm. And when I see these headlines, that's just the pit that I get in my stomach. This is not just a one-off. It is a sign of what's to come for summers here in Wisconsin.
When the whole Canadian wildfires thing happened and we saw the residuals coming through Wisconsin and just the smog and the everything happening, the smoke essentially, my first thought was, oh, this is now going to be every year. Like, oh, this is the time of year we get the wildfire
smoke.
Yeah, that's what's happening, kids. This is from coming from I almost said Canada. Good lord,
I say Canada sometimes.
And I just went there. I feel like I'm insulting the good people of Toronto, Canada. But yeah, I mean, it's like oh, this is a new thing now. This is something we're going to probably be used to.
Well, and look at what's happened to Maui.
I was just going to say,
oh, it's just horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to the radio. I was listening to Civic Media, actually.
As you should, because you work here now. You're not allowed to listen to anything else.
Oh, yeah, no.
I can have that automatically programmed in everything that you...
But I love Conan's podcasts.
Did you get your chip yet, Greg?
Yes, I ate it. Okay. With some ranch. No, I heard a commercial for you know, the age old of only you can prevent what? Finish that line. Only you can prevent what?
Wildfires.
Now it's wildfires. Before it was forest fires.
Oh.
Because it was about camping, you know,
being, not tending and creating all fire.
That. Now they say wildfires. And that to me is bonkers, because that's a whole, like, forest fires, I mean, they're the same thing essentially, but a wildfire just sounds like an epidemic happening that's just... It sounds like a horror movie to me. And now they've changed. I'm like, oh, that's where we're at right now.
I mean, being trapped on an island with what it sounds like the flames and how fast they were spreading. Yeah. I mean, and the body count's 55 right now. And I think they said it's only going to go up.
Yeah.
That sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah. Carrie Lake tried to chime in on that. And someone from Hawaii was like, you know what?
Don't talk
for us.
Yeah,
she's like, they're trying to help Ukraine. They're not helping Hawaii. And a lady from Hawaii is like, they can do both. Shut up.
All right. Well, let's end on the weirdest then. What is the weirdest story that you read this week? Luke Mathers.
This one just jumped out at me as just a weird one. And I hope Will is not watching or listening because we butchered his name already, and I don't want him to steal it because we on Friday
Will Halter.
Do a most Wisconsin headline of the week off is what we do.
Okay.
And this one, if it didn't take place in Wisconsin, the only other place it could take place in is Italy. On this headline, Italian man crushed to death by thousands of cheese wheels. By far the weirdest headline that I saw, and I planned on stashing it away for most Wisconsin headlines of the week, but I brought it out for your weirdest headline segment.
I feel like that's a good move because since it didn't actually happen in Wisconsin, I feel like that wouldn't be a winner for you.
Down the list.
Okay.
Will, we were doing the most Wisconsin headline, and then Will got upset that his scoreboard record wasn't all that great. So now we kind of do a little bit more of rapid fire. So it's going to be farther down in the clip, though.
How do you guys make sure that you're not going to say the same ones?
It's kind of like rock, paper, scissors. When you do throw scissors at the same time, we just kind of chalk it up as an honorable mention then.
Oh, okay.
It's very diplomatic.
There's not, how many was super Wisconsin headlines? How many do you guys usually throw out on a Friday in a 45-minute show?
Like 4, 5, 6 of them. Yeah, we're doing good. We make sure to get all the Wisconsin content that we can on a Friday.
Where's your treasure trove?
Really, where are you scouring?
Yeah, like what's the best, like for the fun, are they always funny?
They're not always funny.
Okay.
Sometimes last week I led off with the terrible, terrible report we got from the Wisconsin binge drinking. And so yeah. I led with that one because it's a very Wisconsin story. In weeks past, we've had ones about the Packers or one of the sports teams here in Wisconsin. It does vary.
Okay.
But I'm terminally online, Kristen, and therefore I just, you know, save them away for where I see them. They come in any different way. Facebook, mostly Twitter, sometimes Instagram.
I think it's X. Luke,
you're right. X, formerly known as Twitter. There
when
we
is
go.
That joke going to get stale?
Well, it was called a callback. You know what?
It was.
No, yeah, I don't mean for both of you. I just mean in general. How often? Like, how long are we going to do this for?
Until it's going to always. No, probably about another week or two.
Because I do call it American Family Field now. I didn't stick with Miller.
I call it the ballpark.
I've got a segment plan for how Will and I are going to be able to try to get each other to say X more often. You'll have to listen to the town call to find out what that is.
All right. Well, I hope you're ready for your quiz, because when we come back, we're going to do a headline quiz. Jane V. Luke Mathers. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. Greg Bach still here, hanging out.
He's still here,
it's
folks.
No, it's special. It's a special treat on a Friday. Also a special treat on a Friday is our friend, our colleague, host of Town Call, Luke Mathers. And we're going to do our quiz. So this is a quiz we do it each week. We didn't do it last week because I was gone. And it's taken very seriously. You should judge yourself harshly if you lose it.
Right. So, for sure, Luke. This is going to alter the entire course of the rest of your life.
Your job may or may not be on the line because of
your wedding. Your wedding.
I'm going to just go home and restart my day.
Let's your wedding may be canceled.
Whoa.
Okay. I mean, no deposits are getting back. It's fine.
But we have 7 questions, and we go back and forth between you and Jane. And then the 7th question is whoever can answer it quickest. But the first 6 are multiple choice. Okay. 4 are national headlines or like national news. 3 are Wisconsin headlines. Since you are the guest, you get to choose if you go first or second.
I will go second.
Okay.
All right.
Jane, searches for what company spiked 50% on Indeed after it agreed to a new labor deal with the Teamsters Union? Uber, FedEx, Amazon, UPS.
UPS.
Ding, 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 ding. It was UPS, indeed. Lots of people now are Like, maybe I want to be a UPS driver. That sounds like a pretty
Those
good deal.
Those shorts are nice.
And they finally
Those
have air conditioning. They're
the
finally
truck,
gonna,
yeah
air conditioning.
The trucks have AC.
All right, Luke, which of the following college football teams did not announce it was leaving the Pac-12 conference? University of Arizona, Arizona State, Washington State, University of Utah. How well do you know the Pac-12, Luke Mathers?
I've been watching this, and two of those I have not heard come up yet. So I'm going to take a 50-50 guess. I'm going to go with Utah State because I have not heard them saying anything about leaving.
Well, they wouldn't say anything about leaving because they're not part of the Pac-12.
Oh, that's rough. Okay, Utah is, though.
Washington State is not. Yeah. It's Washington State, Stanford, Cal. And I forgot who the fourth team is. That is not announced.
UW-Milwaukee.
Yes, exactly. That.
Oh, boy, Luke, I'm so glad you got that question.
I know. I was thinking that this morning. I was like, Jane's never going to get this one right.
Ever.
I should have known, I guess, that they weren't Pac-12. What are they? Like the Sun Valley State Conference or whatever?
University of Utah? I don't know. I just know, having gone to Cal, we never played the University of Utah.
Okay, I see. I'm a Badger, and all of these teams want to come join our conference. I'm like, no, the Midwest Nice needs to stop. I don't want to have to wake up at 9 a.m. on Saturday if the Badgers are playing on the West Coast.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, Luke.
Yeah, guess what? 11 a.m. still the morning, Kristen. Okay. Those games were hard enough to have to wake up for tailgating or having a Badger watch party. Jeez. This is tough.
All right, Jane.
Okay.
Which Wisconsin high school was the focus of Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberties? Ugh. If white people aren't included, then it's racist, ire, this week, because the school had planned to have a back-to-school event inviting freshmen who are students of color for a meet-and-greet. Was it Madison East, Wauwatosa East, Appleton East, Green Bay East?
Appleton East.
Ding, 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 ding. Indeed. You're not invited. It's obviously racist.
Oh, my God.
And I'm pretty sure they weren't invited. It wasn't meant for them.
Doesn't WILL have anything else to do?
I'm going to answer that question. No.
Okay.
No.
Frivolous lawsuits.
That's a side question.
Come to us for all your frivolous lawsuits.
Yes. All right. Luke, are you ready to redeem yourself?
Hopefully.
I think you'll get this one. Which Wisconsin food favorite really wants third-party delivery apps to stop fraudulently listing its food as available for delivery? Is it Culver's? Is it Cops? Is it Spotted Cow? Is it Usinger's?
Oh, see, I was thinking it was Quick Trip. Oh, geez.
This was a headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week.
All right. Can I get the four options again?
Culver's, Cops, Spotted Cow, Usinger's.
If it was Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I'm going to guess it's local to Milwaukee then and go with Cops.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's Culver's.
I love that noise so much.
Sorry.
Just getting my clock cleaned on this one. I'm clearly not online enough this week.
Apparently. You got too many executive producer things to do. All right, Jane, which major publishing house did private equity firm KKR buy for $1.6 billion?
Ooh.
Penguin Random House, Hachette, Simon Schuster, HarperCollins.
I like penguins.
No. Simon and Schuster. I think the actual story was, at one point, Penguin Random House and Simon and Schuster were going to merge, but that got blocked for antitrust laws, and so now they will be, private equity strikes again.
And ruining the public.
We'll see what happens.
Ruining the publishing industry next.
What could go wrong? Yes. All right, Luke. I think you'll
There's
get this one.
There's still a chance. Okay, you said that before the last one. Don't set me up to fail.
Which team knocked out the U.S. in the Women's World Cup in a penalty shootout?
Sweden.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so is it tied or is it 2-1?
2-1.
It's 2-1. So whoever answers this one fastest, so we're either going to get a tie or... Sorry, Luke. All right.
It's okay. I'm good with a tie.
Which Wisconsin congressman announced funding to help improve emergency services in rural southwest Wisconsin and is hoping you will just forget about his kerfuffle from 2 weeks ago?
Robin Voss.
Derek Van Orden.
Oh!
Oh, you mean insurrectionist Derek Van Orden? Oh.
And actor.
Ugh.
Yes, I saw the headline come out yesterday that he still has not addressed his screaming at teenagers.
And he's never going to, unless he keeps getting badgered about it.
But did announce yesterday, going back to what he's, you know, I say he's been doing in his freshman year, is trying to talk about rural issues, trying to, like, keep his head down until he potentially had a little too much to drink.
Oh,
and his true colors came out.
His Twitter does not say the same thing to me. He's a dipwad. I don't like him at all.
Is he one of your people that you tweet?
Oh, absolutely. He's on my list, along with Wisconsin right now, Dan O'Connell, and other people.
And other people.
I've never told Dan that I'm on the radio either. So, take that, sir!
All right. Well, saved. Saved by the bell, Luke.
Tied. Well done, Mr. Mathers.
Tied up. Make sure you tune in to Town Call. Call into Town Call, because that is the point of the show. It's supposed to be a very engaging show where they want to hear from you. 12:15 to 1 p.m. every day across the Civic Media Network with William Walter. Got it.
There we go.
W.
And Luke Mathers. Always good to see you, friend.
You're thanks handsome, Luke.
Here. Always great to see all of you. And thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Well, after the top of the hour news, more sports talk, because we want to hear from you. Do you want to keep hearing about Aaron Rodgers, or are you ready to move on? We're going to talk about it. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Look out, baby.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Hawaii is going ahead with plans to house thousands of survivors and crews who have been searching for victims of last week's devastating fires. Governor Josh Green.
We have over 500 hotel rooms, which will be available to people who have